Welcome to episode 2 of season 18 of the Growing Empire Show, and I am back with my special guest, good friend and colleague and client, Christian Beyer. If you didn't get an opportunity to hear what Christian had to say in episode 1, as we talked about his journey into real estate, how to get off the fence, how to know when it's right to invest in funds and syndications, and all of the incredible ideas and tips that Christian shared, please make sure you go back and listen to that episode because he is such a wealth of knowledge. But I am super excited to jump into episode 2, and we are going to talk about the tax advantages and strategies that Christian's used over a period of time to really propel his real estate investing portfolio, his career in real estate investing, and really opening doors for very large acquisitions and partnerships. He's also going to touch on some of the ultimate ways to make money in real estate, besides just the obvious, owning the assets yourself. So please, without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
Welcome to Growing Empires, hosted by real estate entrepreneur and trusted investment advisor, Jennifer DeJesus. Growing Empires provides insight to building wealth through passive income-producing real estate investments for those who want to build and manage a more profitable real estate portfolio.
So what tax strategies are you using or have you used to keep more money in your pocket?
Oh, that's a great question. And this is a bit of a passion project of mine. Over the last couple of years, I went from believing that CPAs and tax attorneys were the driest and most boring people on earth. Apologies to those of you out there that are. I have come full circle on this. And now investing in tax advantage strategies is something that I love to talk to people about. It's something that I love to do personally. And it's something that I've taken to heart as a key cog in my investment machine going forward, and something that I don't believe I could live without in I would say not in my old age, but as a somewhat seasoned real estate investor at this point, not taking advantage of these strategies is missing out on one of the biggest benefits of investing in real estate. So I've invested using a former employer's Roth IRA account. And that is, you know, by far without a doubt, one of the best ways to avoid paying taxes by taking money from a Roth IRA and investing it in real estate, continuing to roll it through and taking advantages of the triple tax advantage of a Roth account. I've participated in cost segregation studies for a number of my properties where we're able to accelerate some of the taxes with regards to the material defects of the property and accelerate some of the depreciation on the real estate itself and do that in a more aggressive manner, which then eventually will probably tie us into a 1031 exchange within that, you know, 5 to 7 year horizon. But that 1031 exchange is also something that I'm starting to engage in. And it's something that I'm looking forward to doing now this year for the first time. I've always wanted to be a buy and hold, but the goal with buy and hold is to buy and hold bigger. So a 1031 exchange is a great way to get into that. And I'm really looking forward to what comes in the next few months as we try and take advantage of, you know, not paying all of those capital gains taxes upon the sale of a property that comes along with a 1031 exchange and trading up for something bigger and hopefully more profitable.
Okay. So what can you do with your 401k money as it relates to real estate?
Yeah, that answer is going to depend really on where your 401k is. If your 401k is with your current employer, then your options are relatively limited. I'm sure that there are REITs with Blackstone or Vanguard that you can trade in with your T. Rowe Prices and Fidelities of the world. But there's a lot of freedom that comes from when you change a job. And that 401k is no longer at your current employer, but still sits with T. Rowe Price or Fidelity. You have the option to self-direct your own IRA. And this is something that I've taken advantage of the last couple of years. I took two different 401ks from my two former employers, The first one I invested as an LP in a 360 unit syndication deal in Texas. And the next one I was able to invest in the Empire Capital Fund and two other syndicated projects, one in Louisville and one in the Lehigh Valley, totaling over 60 units of syndicated real estate. And all of those have been incredible learning experiences for me, not only just from looking at, you know, myself as a small multifamily investor, looking at the scale that comes along with taking down these larger projects. What does it mean? It's not just sourcing a deal. It's the complex nature of financing, of funding, of working with government agency lenders, working with property managers on strategy, coming up with investor communications, and working through the multitude of complexities that come with, you know, raising a fund or a syndication, complying with all of necessary legal and regulatory paperwork heretofore. And then on top of that, you know, making sure that your investors whose money you've taken and they've done so in confidence that you'll return their principal with interest, are clear on your goals and how you've been able to create those returns and regularly communicating back to them so that they'll invest in your next project. It's a complex deal structure when you are syndicating or doing a fund. However, from where I sit, it's been the best way to see how larger projects get done. And I was able to do it with my employer's old 401k, some of it Roth, some of it, you know, pre-tax dollars. But at the end, when we have an exit or a refinance, you know, that money comes back into my self-directed IRA, and it can be redeployed elsewhere and take advantage of all of the benefits of real estate, aside from some of the additional tax write-offs. When you're in a self-directed IRA, I think it's important to know that there are not the same rules with regards to tax write-offs because you are inside of an IRA. So people should just be aware that it's not exactly a straight up one for one, but it does give you access to capital that you wouldn't normally have had access to and allow you to get in on some of those projects that you felt like might have been out of reach.
So let's just elaborate on this self-directed IRA for a minute. Give me a little bit of a generic version of what a self-directed IRA is, how you set one up, and how do you use it to start real estate investing?
Yeah, great question. So I think that it's important for people to educate themselves on this topic and dive in much deeper than I'll be able to go today. But if you are interested in the concept, there's a podcast that I'm sure we can link to in the description called the Directed IRA Podcast that really goes into a lot of details about some of the mechanics of making this change. But the most important thing to do when you're starting out and interested in self-directing your IRA is to find the correct custodian of your retirement account. There's a number of them throughout the country, and vetting and interviewing and reading up on reviews is going to be part of the due diligence of finding the right one for you and understanding the service that they can provide. And then once you are at a point where you're comfortable with the custodian that you've chosen, they can provide you with a couple of forms that will be required to send to your current 401k provider, which would be, again, I mentioned a Fidelity or a T. Rowe Price. When you fill out these forms, you give the detailed information as to where you're going to be moving the funds. You give them the timing with which you want it to be moved, how much approximately is going to be in the account at that time. They will close the account on the date of transfer, liquidate all assets into essentially cash, wire the funds from your retirement account into your self-directed IRA custodian's account. And from there, there are direction of investment forms that you can choose to align with some of these other media that we talked about, be it funds or syndications. I think it's a relatively straightforward way. I'm not going to make it sound like it's step one, two, three. But when you look at you know, filling out a couple of forms. Most of the time, your custodian for your directed IRA will contact your current custodian for you and set a lot of that up. If they don't do that, then maybe that's not the right self-directed IRA firm to go with. But all of that should happen with relative ease and give you then access to those funds to direct into the fund syndication, or in some cases, a property that your IRA can own independently. Now, it's important for people to know that when your IRA purchases real estate directly, you're not able to materially participate in that. There's a lot of laws around what you're able to do for your property if it's owned in your IRA. And swinging hammers and painting is a direct material contribution that you're not allowed to make, but approving leases and things like that are. So I would highly recommend people get educated on that, because it's a great way to get into real estate either directly or, you know, through funds or syndications. But the process is relatively straightforward and gives you access to capital you didn't have.
The episode will continue in just a moment.
As an investor, we know it's important to stay on top of market trends and real estate opportunities that add value to your portfolio. We also know that having a trusted source of reliable information to help you stay a step ahead of other investors is critical to your success. If you're interested in having these types of resources, as well as access to me and my team, I invite you to join the Empire Investment Club, a free service that gives you an easier way to make sense of today's and tomorrow's real estate opportunities. As a member of the Empire Investment Club, you'll get access to relevant resources and investment-focused experiences such as live interactive webinars, market trend presentations, and investor socials designed to equip you with what you need to succeed. So whether you're an active investor, passive investor, a combination of both, or just starting out, the club is where you'll get what you need to build a portfolio you love. To join, just head over to jenniferdejesus.com, sign up, and we'll see you in the club, where everyone's on a journey to becoming a better investor.
So last question, looking ahead, what do you see as the future trends and opportunities for real estate investing, and how can aspiring investors prepare themselves to capitalize on them?
Yeah, well, if I had the real estate crystal ball, I probably would have been on your podcast a lot sooner. Let's put it that way. but I probably would be a much more successful investor. But I think that it's important to take stock of where we are in one of the many real estate cycles that each of us will hopefully live through. It's always been and always will be a cyclical market and industry. Where we are right now is a somewhat unique, but again, not unseen before, place in the real estate industry with regards to the, you know, and these are relatively high rates. I mean, people who remember the 80s can tell you that they bought their first house at a 13% interest rate, and they were happy to get it. So it's all relative when it comes to understanding where we are in the cycle, and understanding that we may not go back to the 2, 3, 4% interest rates, and account for that in calculations. Partner really well with trusted and vetted advisors and partners. Speak to people who are doing more than you currently are. Surround yourself with people that are finding ways into real estate. They don't have to be the experts. They don't have to be the big wigs who, you know, own hundreds of multifamily doors. You can be talking to people on your own level and working with them on either forming partnerships or sourcing deals together, or running through spreadsheets and analyses together, or bouncing potential properties off of each other. Those sorts of things mean something. They are important. And they are ways that you can build long-lasting relationships and build trust with people that will eventually lead to either partnerships or deal sourcing or financing for other projects. Those sorts of things are really material, important ways that you can participate in the real estate industry. That may not mean that you're closing on a deal. It means that you're going through the process and preparing yourselves for when the opportunity strikes. But in order to get off the sidelines, if you have access to capital, if you're in a place where you know you are having a hard time sourcing a deal, getting invested in one of these projects, either you know a syndication deal or a real estate fund, again, are great ways to be passive, but also educated. I think that's the benefit of being in these sorts of projects, is that you will receive passive income if everything goes according to plan, but you'll also receive education along the way in the forms of emails, meetups, phone calls with the GPs or the owners. You're able to get access to that information and really grow your own network, your own education level, and your profits at the same time.
Awesome. So how can my listeners get a hold of you or get in contact with you if they want to pick your brain more about what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me at my website, cornerstonecapitalre.com. That would be the best way to find out a little bit more about me. I'm happy to give my phone number out to any listener who wants to. It's 610-213-1608. And you can shoot me a text, give me a call, reach out to me. I'm happy to get on a call with anybody who wants to discuss their current situation or mine, opportunities for deal flow, interested in, you know, a creative financing, or just getting involved with self-directing their IRA. Very happy for people to reach out to me and join the team, be a part of the mission, and get into real estate together.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Christian, for all your time and all your knowledge. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Jen. I really appreciate it. Have an awesome day. And thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to part two with my good friend and trusted colleague, Christian Beyer. I hope you enjoyed our two-part episode. And as you know already, Christian is an incredible wealth of knowledge. If you haven't taken the opportunity to reach out and talk to him a little bit more, I encourage you to do so. If anything, he's going to help you get off the fence and get started in real estate investing. He's a great resource for ideas, for education, and he'll really help you get started or scale if that's what you're looking to do. Whether you're investing with him, being a part of some of the syndications, or just being a passive investor and providing capital, both Christian and I are happy to help you on your real estate journey. So until next time, take care.
For more information about how Jennifer can help you plan, develop, and manage a strong real estate investment portfolio, visit growingempires.com.